The village of Malone, the county seat of Franklin County, is in the northern foothills of the Adirondacks, about 12 miles south of the Canadian border. The community recently elected and swore in a new mayor. Democrat Joe Riccio had served as a village trustee for 5 years before taking the oath as mayor. He says there are several ongoing initiatives that fit his goals.
Right now we've got several very progressive projects going on. One of them is looking at the feasibility of a microgrid, and I think other communities are looking at this right now. This is an innovative way to look at how we generate and store and provide our energy to local homes and businesses. And in the event of an emergency like the ice storm, which we went through in 1998, we would be able to maintain a power source for critical facilities like hospitals, shelters, and other critical facilities. Another project that we're moving along with is the creation of a solar farm that will generate electricity for the village, and through a process of net metering will lower the village's energy consumption costs, which will translate into a savings for taxpayers.
The microgrid that you mentioned, is that tied into the solar farm at all?
The solar farm would be a part of that. What you do is you look at all of your resources in your energy portfolio, be it solar, hydro, biomass, any of those things that can feed into this smaller localized grid is all part of the process.
You mentioned that as some progressive projects that the village of Malone is looking at as you address your goals. Mm-hmm. But when you were sworn in, you said that your first priority has to be the budget.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to be addressed in the budget, and how do these projects fit in?
Well, actually, in setting that priority, that was my priority that I was setting for the Board of Trustees. Having just come from the board myself after 5 years as a trustee, you realize that the budget is a main responsibility. The fiduciary responsibility is a main responsibility of the Board of Trustees. So I wanted to convey the importance of that to the new board, and that they need to be aware of, you know, the money coming in and the money going out, and ultimately all of our responsibility and obligation to village residents and taxpayers.
How critical was it for you to have that 5 years of experience on the board?
I think it's good to have that background, that experience, to get to know the systems and how they work, experience developing budgets, working through the committee structure with the various departments. You know, it's definitely better than just starting cold, I think, to have the benefit of that experience.
Why did you want to take the step from being a village trustee to become mayor?
That's a good question. I'm still wondering that myself. No, it was a great opportunity and a natural progression. I firmly believe in doing what I can to give back to the community, and there's a lot of different ways that people do that, and this is how I choose to do that. It's a very rewarding job. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of pressure, but it's a way to have a seat at the table and to take an active role in doing something good for the community in which I live.
Obviously, every village, city, municipality in the state is facing some challenges. Which ones do you see for Malone?
What I see from Malone is not unique to a lot of communities in northern New York and the North Country. You know, we have a shrinking tax base. We have aging infrastructure. Those are really huge challenges that we all face, and I think you'll see that as you drive around the North Country. You know, we had our own experience with a building that had to come down before it fell down along Main Street, and you see this in other communities. And it's tragic because we really do have a lot of history, a lot of beautiful architecture in our communities, and I think it's worth saving. So that's one of those things I think is going to be a big challenge going forward.
Well, what economic sector do you think will help Malone most?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's not going to be that big industry that's going to come in and save the day. I think it's going to be small businesses, non-traditional businesses, you know, people that telecommute, which is why we need solid, high-speed internet connection, broadband. You know, when I mentioned the microgrid earlier, and companies that need a affordable, reliable source of energy, you know, be it data centers or call centers, those types of things, we need to look at different ways that we can provide ourselves with a competitive advantage when it comes to recruiting new business.
Joe, how important is tourism? I mean, when I drive over to Malone, I mean, some of those hills, I look and it's like, I can see Canada from here.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're very close to Canada.
Yeah, no, we're certainly very lucky in the natural beauty of where we live, you know, in the foothills of the Adirondacks. I mean, just the proximity to other great places beyond just what's in our own backyard. You know, we have Titus Mountain. We've got the golf course. We've got agritourism. There's a lot of farming and farmers markets and a lot of things that are just produced locally that I think are big assets. And I think that's certainly a big part of what we're going to be about moving forward.
Do you have a long-term vision for what you'd like to see Malone become?
Mm-hmm. I would like to see Malone become what it once was. It's not going to be exactly the same. I hope to see it as a thriving community with an active downtown community. There's a lot of passion for the community locally. We just have to find out how we can harness that best and get everybody with their oars in the water paddling in the same direction.
Joe Riccio was elected mayor of the Village of Malone, New York in November and began the 4-year term on December 7th. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.